Busyness is one tool that the enemy uses to keep us away from God. Welcome back to ELAG. I'm so glad that you're here. Do you know that one of the most important things in the life of a believer is spending time with God? And I'm not talking about listening to sermons online or even listening to this podcast. I mean a personal, undiluted quality time with God when you speak to Him and you pause to hear what He has to say to you. The truth is, the enemy won't stop you from directly spending time with God. Instead, he will give you a ton of activities that will keep you busy, including church activities. Now, don't get me wrong, it pays to serve the Lord, and I speak from my heart. Let's take a quick look at this passage from scripture. A woman named Martha welcomed Jesus and his disciples into her home. And of course, when you have guests, the polite thing to do is to make them feel at home. So Martha decided to make dinner. But Mary, the sister of Martha, decided she wanted to sit by Jesus and learn from his teachings. Now, Martha was not very happy about that. I mean, I would be upset too if I had to make a meal for 13 people without help. Also, Martha was truly giving honor to Jesus and his disciples by even making them a meal in the first place. But let's take a look at what Jesus says to Martha. Luke in chapter 10, verses 41 and 42. It says, "But the Lord said to Martha, 'My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her.'" Jesus was saying to Martha, "Hey, I appreciate your effort in making me a meal, but there's only one thing that is worth being concerned about, and that is what Mary has discovered: spending quality time with me, learning from me." Now, is Jesus really saying here that our service to Him is wasted? Of course not. He was saying that what is most essential and of eternal value is spending time with Him. You see, time with God is never wasted. It's an investment that yields returns that many years of labor could never earn. I'll leave you with this scenario. Imagine if you had a close friend, or perhaps your spouse, and they were really good at getting your groceries, taking out your trash, washing your car, paying your bills, but they never really said a word to you or asked how you were doing. That would be weird, right? Exactly. So I'll leave us with this question. What are you really busy with? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for calling us your own. It is time in your presence that brings us life and joy and peace. We ask that you reveal to us the idols that we have held on to for so long as a substitute for your presence and quality time with you. Set our hearts, O God, and set it right, that our lives may bring you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Till next time, God bless you.